So starting off the show today, we're going to have a conversation with the founder and the owner of Yum Village, a dine-in and takeout African Caribbean-style restaurant with now multiple locations, not just in the city of Detroit, but expanding. Right now, we have the chef in the studio, Godwin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me. I do listen in on the show, so when I found that I was going to be on Culture Shift, I was definitely ecstatic. I'm like, oh, wow, let's do this.
You and me both. I'm like, I eat there all the time. It's like, I know you probably see my name come across that receipt list a few times.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be your first time trying some of the new menu item stuff, too.
Super excited about that. So once again, thanks for joining us this afternoon and jumping into the conversation. You know, talk a little bit about your background and why Yum Village is so important to you.
So originally, Yum Village started off as a reason, and it's a long story, but I'll make it very short. Back when the Tigers were good and you can go and catch playoff games, I found myself at many, many Tigers games. I'm actually with my partner in life because of a Tigers game. And while there, you couldn't get a lot of the amazing options that you can get now, Yum Village being one of them. And so I took it upon myself to start a vegan fast food concept called Phenomenon. And we sold almost exclusively potato skin tacos that we called Pacos. I'm a genius at names, I know. And so we, Yum Village, essentially evolved from doing that to going through a lot of different issues being a restaurant operator, and evolved into almost like an A&R type style company for food-based businesses. So if you were opening a restaurant, or you wanted to be a culinary artist, or you wanted to have a cookbook, we would use our marketing and business background, which is typically lacking within the food industry, and help to kind of foster those endeavors and kind of help push those ships off into the destinations of their desire before ultimately transitioning to exclusively serving Afro-Caribbean eats all across the city.
And, you know, when I hear that background, that marketing background that you're talking about, and I heard about Yum Village through social media, through networking, things like that. So talk about how that truly helped push this brand forward. I mean, it's 4 years now.
Yeah, yeah. 4 years, four locations. And, you know, I think I started a little bit differently. So I never went to culinary school. I went the path where I just worked in kitchens. I was, my first job in a kitchen was when I was 17. I was working as a dishwasher at my college cafeteria. And then ultimately I got promoted to a supervisor in the pizza area. So I was in charge of all pizzas for the dormitory at Wayne State during their first and second year before getting promoted again to do a late night kind of Coney Grill thing at Wayne State, and then envisioning off. Instead of going to culinary school, what ended up happening was I got to work with a lot of different chefs from many, many different levels. So I got to work with your mom and pop chef who just shows up to pay bills. And then I got to work with a couple of Michelin star chefs when I was going down the initial Yum Village path of A&R repping. And I think that put me through this hyperbolic time chamber where I got to get a crash course in all of these expert level techniques, and then I got to apply those expert level techniques to food that normally doesn't see it, like Afro-Caribbean. You don't typically see that inside your culinary schools or being busted out by Michelin star level chefs. Now you might see it a little bit more, but when I was 17 coming up, you could not see that. You know, Anthony Bourdain wasn't going to an Afro-Caribbean restaurant, and you know, he was going to your Mexicans, your all of these other types. So it was just really important for me to be able to have food that that is representative of me and all of my relatives, and then also have food that I think is very important for cities such as Detroit, which at the time was, I think, 92% people of color is black. Mm-hmm. When I first applied for a loan from a bank that told me that they didn't believe mm-hmm. that the food was going to make it in the city. So, you know, we've kind of wrapped a lot of this up, and I don't want to ramble on, but essentially it's to answer the question, it's very, very important for me to serve food of the Afro-Caribbean, food from across the diaspora, so that people of color can have these conversations about food that ultimately is relative to them. You know, I think every person I talk to who does the spit test tells me that, oh man, I'm 15% West African, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like I got a little bit of Nigerian in me. Yeah. So like, hey, it's Black history now. Like get down with the food, get down with your culture.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think about that. There's a few things I think about when you talked about working in the cafeteria. I'm also a CAF kid. I worked in the CAF at Michigan State. We're a very creative and selective group of people. I can say that much.
Right.
But then I think about the connection. Like you said, we're in the city of Detroit. So many of us are from the African diaspora. So a lot of us are looking for our roots and trying to find ways to connect in any way we possibly can. And you coming from, you have the Nigerian background, talk a little bit about how you're trying to connect with the people of the city of Detroit when we're talking about ancestry and finding our roots.
Well, that's actually interesting. And I don't know if we could cover it all in this time we're talking, but just to quickly touch on a couple things. So when you have people of color, especially when like me, so I was mixed. My mother, Black African American, my father, Nigerian American. Growing up, you've got these like different dualities of like, are you African or are you Black? And you know, they typically don't talk about this, but I think to sum it up, right, there was a conversation that I was privy to that happened right when I graduated. I was 17 years old, and I think a buddy of mine who was African, he had a Chinese girlfriend, and they were like going back and forth, and then he was like, how come your parents all refer to your cousins who have white relatives as still Asian, but I'm like Nigerian and I have like a African American mother and I'm just Black. I don't get that like thing.
The distinction, yeah.
It's a very, very interesting, like just acknowledging the distinction between non-African based countries versus countries that don't have that. You know, you're just Black versus your Euro-Asian or your Mexican-American or, you know, those types of things. So definitely when I like experience some of this and I go through it, I always just want to make sure that we acknowledge that food is a great unifier. It brings us all together. And at the end of the day, you're still going to be able to have a conversation with somebody over food that's going to break down all the barriers. It's going to go through any type of racial stigmas that are still there, and you know, you'll I think you can sit two people who don't speak the same language next to each other and put them next to a good bowl of food, and they're just, you know, they're communicating with each other. They're making head nods. They're like, much like what people do when they eat the bar food at Yum Village now.
Which is so true. Godwin is joining us right now. He's the owner and founder of Yum Village. So as we continue on talking about the food, of course, let's get to the food. So many different things. You have an expanded menu. You have new features that you're going to be offering on the menu. But let's talk about some of the locations. You have expanded. You have a location right in a new center. But talk about some of the other areas that you are now.
Yeah.
In.
Yep. So we've got our flagship location, New Center, right on Woodward, across from the Amtrak train station. We're also in Cleveland, Ohio, right on Cleveland State University campus. We are in the West Village over there on the east side by Belle Isle. So it's towards the east, but still West Village. That confuses people sometimes. And then our most recent location being Elk Club, in which you can go there. We're there for all shows. So all show nights to start, and eventually we'll be there every day doing game nights, trivia nights, maybe an Afro dance, djembe night. But for right now, you can catch us there on all show nights right on the Elk Club website. Typically, most of the shows are all ages, so by law, we got to be wrapped up by about 11:30 midnight. And then the 21 and up shows, those typically go till 2 a.m. So you can get Yum Village from 6 p.m. until typically about 11 p.m. At Elk Club on all show nights. And then this menu is very different from the other menus. And you can really get different stuff from each of the different locations. That's something that a lot of people don't know, but when I first set out to create this Village of Yum, the entirety was based off of placemaking initiatives, in that you don't entirely just gentrify an area that you open up in. You want to be able to expound upon what was already happening within that community. And so at the West Village location, we do things more for West Village people. At Cleveland, we do stuff for Cleveland. And at New Center, we do stuff for New Center. And then at El Club and Southwest, we call it Pop Party. You're essentially getting an Afro-Mex menu because you got flatbreads. We're doing Afro-Caribbean pizzas in a sense. You can get jerk chicken nachos, curry chicken nachos, akara, which is like a West African black eyed pea fritter.
Oh,
we make that with nachos.
You're taking me out. Keep going.
Yeah, and I actually brought some samples here. You guys are going to be able to try a sweet potato and jerk chicken flatbread. We do a very special cheese blend. So we do mozzarella with Parmesan and Asiago, dried down and mixed in with smoked Cameroonian pepper and all of the cheese. So the cheese blend is pretty unique and proprietary. And then we also let you try these things out with plantain, so you can get a curry vegetable plantain flatbread that I brought for you, and that's going to have pickled cabbage and pickled peppers. And then one of our specialties is the suya dip burger, so you can get the suya dip burger either as a chicken or beef, all halal. Everything we serve is halal, of course. So anyone still going through Ramadan, we got 11 days left. You can have iftar with us on show nights at El Club. But the way that this burger is prepared is we take a toasted pretzel bun. We lace it with a mixed green and pickled cabbage mix. We then take the patty, either beef or chicken, and then after cooking it, it's marinated before cooking it with a jerk and lemon mix, kind of like the lemon pepper jerk sauce. And then we finally submerge the entire patty into the sauce, either jerk barbecue or in this case, suya. So it's like a peanut barbecue sauce that we've made. Think of teriyaki, soy kind of flavors. Think of barbecue, garlic. Think of a very spicy peanut blended down almost like a puree style. So then when we dip the burger in, top it on the pickled cabbage mixed green mix, we give it that same cheese blend and then pickled peppers to top with the remaining toasted pretzel on top. I want you guys to eat it before it gets cold.
I don't want to be smacking on air, so I'm gonna wait.
Yeah.
Because I can already feel it. Like my mouth is already. I can feel it. I'm just thinking to myself, if I were at the L Club and I saw this menu, I'd be in a corner somewhere, sitting down, passed out, sleeping because I've eaten so much food.
So it's not too heavy. So like it's more like concessionaire foods. Part of the reason we have a menu like this is we were working at Comerica Park last mm-hmm. year. And, you know, to be honest with you, Craig Monroe, he enjoyed the food so much that he put us on the Bally Show like every day that weekend. He was like, oh, this food good. People need to hear about it.
Craig.
But like the thing was, people were just not responding well to like the hot bowls, like rice and chicken and all that stuff during a game was a little much. And so it kind of put us in a situation where we needed to evolve a little bit. So we did. And thankfully so. Because now we got like a very successful bar concession menu that hopefully we can take to other areas outside of El Club for bar services.
Godwin, we're chatting right now about Yum Village. You're the founder and owner of Yum Village, spreading the tastes and the food and the love of African and Caribbean style food. Now with the L Club mix, you have a mix African Caribbean. It's hard to even describe what it is unless you try it. So if you could, before we let you go, just get into it a little bit about Yum Village, of course, but talk about the importance of spreading that food. Spreading that love through food.
Yeah, so Yum Village, very, very humble beginning, started off as a tech company through Quicken Loans and Bizdom. We were one of the finalists before ultimately deciding to shift. We ended up becoming a Motor City Match contestant and then taking that Motor City Match grant and using it to get ourselves into Woodward, our flagship location. You can check Afro Caribbean Eats out at yumvillage.com or yumvillagemarketpantry.com. Each location has different menus. So different locations, different menus, and Afro Mex, El Club, we're there show nights. Come get you some jerk chicken nachos. Come get you some Afro-Caribbean flatbreads. Come get you some Afro-Caribbean quesadillas.
I'm down. I'm already there. I was at the line already. You know, I'm 2 o'clock when the show is over with, you'll see me at the door.
Yes,
I'll be at the door. But thank you so much, Godwin, for joining the show. This is Godwin. He's the founder and owner of Yum Village, multiple locations, Flagstar, right in the New Central area, not too far from here, of our Cass Corridor location as well. Also expanded, you're in Comerica Park. You're going to be at those games as well. You're going to be at L Club every single show. And we do actually have a show coming up at L Club this week. So
okay, well, I will be there.
He's going to be there. We're going to play who that artist is, but I just want to say thank you so much for being here with us this afternoon.
Thank you.